This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mark McClune is with us again from Channel 5 in the Valley in Phoenix, CBS's affiliate out there. How you doing, Mark?
Good to be back talking Cardinal football with you.
My man. So tell me what the reaction has been coming off of Kyler Murray's performance last night against the Raiders, and then like tied into his first game when he got so much love and everyone was talking about how great he looked in his short appearance, and then he came back and had kind of a stinker.
Yeah, well, it's been overwhelmingly negative today. I mean, I've had people tell me around town they don't even want to watch sports. They don't want to turn on the television, the radio after watching that game last night. I think people are still so shell-shocked from last year with Steve Wilkes and Josh Rosen. There's some Cardinal fans that haven't actually bought into Murray Mania. We've been kind of talking on the air about the crowds haven't been as big at training camp. There's still people going out there, but this is definitely – it was such a risk, and, you know, they've turned over the organization now the last 2 years. I think people want to see it work before they actually buy in, and, like, last night was not a good omen for it working at all.
What is the deal with this whole clapping circus?
Yeah, I mean, I think Gruden, if you go back, there might have been something placed in the ref's ear there about whether or not how that works in the NFL. I don't think he's a big fan of that. If you go back to those QB universities he did with the college guys coming out, and you know, maybe there was some gamesmanship there. I mean, Kyler Murray's been doing that. I mean, he did that all last week. It wasn't even an issue. And I've been watching football now for 40 years. I've never seen a quarterback get called for a false start, much less two of them in one game.
So, you know, all the reaction of this team over the last 24 hours, as you mentioned, has been pretty negative. But nationally, they've been basically mocked at how boring
right. They
look. And meanwhile, obviously – you know, Kingsbury is allegedly this offensive genius. Another one of these guys they say is so ahead of his time. It's not even funny that. And then there's a lot of people that think he should have never got the job. Which is it?
You know, I think we're going to find out a lot more opening day against the Lions on September 8th. I mean, we'll know in the first 10 minutes. Kingsbury, his very first press conference, I asked him how much you're actually going to show in the preseason, and he was pretty candid. He's like, we're not going to show a lot, which you would think, well, I mean, the rest of the league has 15 more weeks to figure out what you're doing, and they're just kind of preparing for week one. But I think last night they were just trying to get some exercise, get out there and run some plays, and the Raiders really wanted to send a message. You know, Hard Knocks was out here, really wanted to set the tone for their team. I honestly think it surprised the Cardinals. Now, I don't think the Cardinals' offensive line is very good right now. I don't think the defense is very good. But I don't think the Cardinals are, you know, going to be as bad as last night's game was all year. But I don't have very high hopes right now. Now, that might all change if Kyler Murray, you know, puts it in second, third, fourth, and fifth gear. But we definitely didn't see that last night.
How much does it hurt him, Mark McClune with us from Channel 5 in Phoenix, to not have, like, well, Patrick Peterson, he can't play. But at some point, that's going to, I think, be another problem for them, that he's not going to be able to play at the beginning of the season. I don't care about preseason and training camp.
No, absolutely. And then Robert Alford, 2 days ago in practice, went down with a broken tibia. He came over from the Falcons. He had that interception against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl and was running all by his lonesome when the Falcons had the lead for almost, you know, the entire game until Brady brought him back. And, you know, a lot of the talk here is then he's going to kind of lead the defense. He's out an extended period of time. He might be out the entire season. So the Cardinals are down there. They're top corners. They're starting corners. Byron Murphy, they drafted out of Washington, who's you know, got a lot of talent, but he looked like a rookie last night. So, yeah, I think they're going to struggle mighty defensively, and they've been gashed. The Raiders ran it right at them, right at the teeth of their defense, went right down the field in the opening drive, and the Chargers did it the week before.
What happened with the front office executive that got popped for the Dewey?
Yeah, I mean, it's very head scratching, and I mean, I know that they're embarrassed about it. I mean, it's the second straight year. One of the people that make decisions over there, Ron Menninger, who's the chief operating officer. He was picked up last weekend, and you know, it was front page news on Sunday, the day after they had to cut Darius Filon. Because he pointed allegedly pointed a gun at a woman. I mean, it's just we've had the graphic up on the screen on the news. The jailbirds, it's one misstep after another right now. And you were hoping Kyler Murray could kind of change the narrative on Thursday night, but I mean, it's been just a horrendous week for this franchise.
Do they still? And I don't know because I used to live in Flagstaff. Do they still train up there at Northern Arizona?
No. They did for a long time. Actually, I just did a 25th anniversary piece on Buddy Ryan in 1994 was up there in just training camp in Flagstaff, and it was kind of fun seeing the old video. But they came down to the Valley probably 2012. There just wasn't the MRI machines, the X-ray machines. They had everything at the stadium. So it's almost kind of there's not a whole lot of excitement at training camp. They're inside their home stadium. I mean, it's free to the public to get in, but like on a Tuesday, there's not big crowds. And candidly, I thought there would be bigger crowds to watch Kyler Murray.
Who do you think will end up having Mark McClune with us from Channel 5 in Phoenix, a better career in the NFL? Josh Rosen, who they just said, see you later, bye, thanks for nothing, and then they brought in Kyler Murray. And we haven't seen a kid play really. Two preseason games to me is like having a fat girlfriend. I honestly don't care about his preseason numbers. I want to see him when it matters. But you saw Josh Rosen play there, and now he's right in Miami. Which guy do you think will end up having a better career, if any?
Well, that's certainly the million-dollar question. I mean, heck, if you go by last night, Mike Glennon's going to have a Hall of Fame career. I think it's going to be Murray. We watched Rosen last year. I think there's the arm talent's there. He was a little slow on a lot of his throws. And, yeah, I mean, you go back to Peyton Manning's rookie year, and he didn't exactly light it up. So I'd like to see Rosen get in a good situation. He was a good guy here. And just be able to kind of take advantage of his talent. I don't think he got that opportunity last year because the offensive line was so bad. But, I still think Murray's special. I mean, I'm from Texas originally. I've been watching him since he was a freshman at Allen High School. You know, there's something there now. How it translates this year with an offensive line that got beat like a drum last night against the Raiders, I don't know. I mean, if you look at the first couple possessions against Alabama in the Orange Bowl in the national semifinal, they really got in Murray's face. But, I mean, I thought he was, a gamer. I thought he brought him back and just kind of ran out of time, or he would have had Oklahoma in the national championship game.
So, Mark McClune with us from Phoenix. Do you think T. Sizzle has much left in the tank? How do you think he's going to do with the Cardinals?
Yeah, you would hope. I mean, you line him up on one end, you line up Chandler Jones on the other end, and you think that they're going to meet at the quarterback. I mean, I know he's been wanting to play in Arizona for a long time, and originally on draft day, I thought he was going to get drafted by the Cardinals, and they passed him over. They drafted two guys that I think put in a combined 3 years here, and that's always been kind of one of the ones that got away for the Cardinals. So, he still looks the part. We haven't seen him do much in preseason, but I think he's biding his time. And, I think we'll know in the first quarter of the first game if the Cardinals are game this year. They have a lot of holes, but, I mean, if you think about those, Chandler Jones and Terrell Suggs on each end, they've done it in practice. You've seen him get to the quarterback. You would think that would be a tremendous asset for the Cardinals.
How much wiggle room will Kingsbury get in year one from fans that have been watching this team kind of stink it up for a while now and their fuse is short?
Well, I mean, I thought more, but after last night, I think patience has grown so thin in the Valley because of just how bad last year was, and that was on national TV. If that was a local broadcast and it was on at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night here, and people are still kind of trying to beat the heat and out of town, I don't think it would have been as big a deal. But because it's gone national, I think everybody's going, man, that was really bad, and this looks like it could be a really bad decision. So I think there's some heat. I think he's going to have to walk out there in week one and dial some plays up and showcase his quarterback and exactly why they made the decision to bring them both in.
So do the Diamondbacks have anybody excited at all at 500 where they are right now, three out of a wild card? Do you think they have a shot?
gosh, I mean, we've been saying that all year. Once we ride them off, they come back and win a couple games. I mean, I think the Greinke trade was kind of waving the white flag, but then they go out and have a good series in Colorado last week. They're going for a sweep, and Archie Bradley gives up a walk-off home run to Nolan Arenado, and that kind of brings them home on a downer. I mean, right now they're down 4-1. The former Sun Devil Mike Leake came back in a trade from Seattle and thought he might be able to give them a little boost. But, I mean, I think everybody around here just thinks they're a 500 team. They think, you know, GM Mike Hazen done a pretty good job despite having traded Zach Greinke and Paul Goldschmidt within the same year, which sounds crazy. But they really needed to restock the farm system. You'd hope some of these guys kind of pop. But, you know, when you're competing with the Dodgers every year and then you see the Padres paying all that money to Machado, and you are kind of thinking, okay, what's the future here for the Diamondbacks? And it was just two short years ago they really set the valley on fire and went to the playoffs, and that seems like a distant memory at this point.
Mark McClune with us from Channel 5 CBS in Phoenix. How do you think Sumlin's Wildcats will do? They start next Saturday. I think they're playing Hawaii in Oahu, unless I'm crazy.
No, you're right. We should go to that game. What do you got on tap?
If I go to that game, I won't come back.
Yeah, do the remote out there. I'm thinking about, taking the Channel 5 news truck. But
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, well, go ahead.
I mean, you know what I mean? I'll go with you, and I won't come back. It'll be the last they ever hear me at this place.
No, same deal here. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. With Arizona, someone really hasn't done a whole lot of talking and, you know, PR. Like, Rich Rodriguez was up here in the Valley all the time, trying to drum up interest in the Wildcats. It's been pretty quiet.
Right.
Now, Khalil Tate is, I mean, 2 years ago was one of the best, you know, stories in college football with the yards he put up, and last year it just didn't happen. But, I mean, he's kind of like a guy I'm really keeping an eye on as a dark horse to make a run at the Heisman, just because, I mean, when he gets out in space, I mean, he's like a video game. So I'm very interested to see what happens there. I know, I mean, last year's Arizona State game was fantastic. And, you know, I didn't want him to stop playing. And Tate was awesome in that game. So, right. You know, I'm as interested to see if he has a good year, or if this kid, Jaden Daniels, the first
right.
true freshman to ever start for Arizona State, the season opener, I mean, how he looks, because he's young. But, man, when he takes off, too, it's something to watch.
They start the following week. Saturday it starts, and then the following, like, Thursday or Friday night, they're playing Kent at home in Tempe. How do you think the kid will do this year? That's kind of a risky move.
Yeah, no, it was. And, you know, they had an upperclassman on the roster as well. Dylan Sterling Cole had a shoulder injury. But, I mean, Daniels just beat out two other guys. They brought in Ethan Long and Joey Yellen. I mean, it was a four-way competition. I mean, and Daniel's just, you know, some of the stuff he does is jaw-dropping. Now, he hasn't been as accurate when I've seen him at times, but, I mean, there's something special there as well. You know, and you don't want to compare people, especially a freshman making his first start, but he took off and ran one time, and I was like, did anybody just see Randall Cunningham run right by? I mean, he doesn't have that, like, long throwing motion like him, but he's pretty accurate. He gets it out quick.
Right.
And offensive coordinator Rob Likens and Herm Edwards have just said that he sees the field like a passer, but then he has that ability to run, too. And the Sun Devils have a really good defense coming back. This could be a fun year, but we've been saying that for years, and it's been tough for ASU to put it together.
How crazy is it that Herm Edwards and Marvin Lewis are on the same sideline?
Well, I mean, you look around the Sun Devil coaching staff. I mean, you have Kevin Mawai, who just went in the Hall of Fame, Antonio Pierce, Marvin Lewis is hanging out. I mean, you think with all that experience, they would be able to build something special. You know, they're getting better recruits, but you just hope it's not a situation where it's a bunch of, great football minds and football players, and the talents, you know, can't do what they want them to do. But I think it's getting better and better every year. I think Antonio Pierce has been over recruiting California. He was coaching high school over there. And if you're a player on the West Coast or anywhere, you look at that, you know, that coaching staff and you're like, man, those guys are straight from the NFL. Why would you not want to go there? And I mean, the weather's great out here in Phoenix. So yeah, it's interesting. I'm very interested to hear kind of how Marvin Lewis influences the game. I mean, Herm kind of oversees it. He's the CEO. He makes the decision to go for it on fourth down, but he lets the coordinators work as well. So it's there's a lot of sizzle over there for sure, especially on pro day as all the NFL guys came in.
Respectfully, I got 30 seconds. Did you see that video of Devin Booker lighting people up today that was out on like social media? He was just absolutely going off playing basketball against some dudes. I mean, some of the moves he was putting on were sickening.
No, he's special, and I think he's motivated, and it has not gone well in the desert winds-wise. And when you've talked to him, he does not want to be seen as a loser. That's his quote. So we'll see what happens this year.
Mark, always a pleasure, brother. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight, and we'll see what happens with Kyler Murray this year and Cliff Kingsbury. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll catch up with you again soon on the bench.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mark McClune of Channel 5, CBS in Phoenix, 855-212-4CBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.